When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So here she is, beautiful, smart, and about to start her own new show once again, my friend Kimberly Guilfoyle. Good morning, Kimberly.
Great to be with you, Sid. And of course I do remember. Court TV was the absolute best. I love Catherine Cryer and Vinnie Politan, who loved you too. So it was fun. Those are the good old days. You know what I mean? Like, we would go on there talking about all the cases because there were so many legal cases then. It was like one thing after the next. It was Michael Jackson. It was Kobe Bryant. It was the Lacey and Scott Peterson case. So it was always something interesting going on. I remember we covered extensively the Jason Williams case. So, yeah, it was a good times. But, you know, there's so much to talk about these days as well, as you know, with your great show. And that's why we need, you know, people out there that are willing to put it all on the line and, you know, share with their listeners and their viewers to make sure that we're getting the real information, you know, out there. Not the fake news. And, you know, you and I have seen so much of that, and it's just gotten so much worse. And I can say that with confidence. I've worked at a bunch of different places. I worked at CNN when it wasn't, you know, zero ratings and totally commie. I worked at Court TV, ABC News, Fox News. I even went on MSNBC, you know, a lot when Dan Abrams was there and had his show. So, you know, I've seen it all, and you know, it's quite frankly on today's show too. I did a bunch of stuff with them when I did the dog mauling case, but now I get to be, you know, my own boss, okay? And I'm going to do this show, the Kimberly Guilfoyle Show, on Rumble, so you can follow me and subscribe to my channel. It's free. You get KG for free. Come on, what's better than that?
I mean, come on, KG for free. This is unbelievable.
KG for free, baby.
That is awesome.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, and we've already started posting videos. I even did one responding to my ex-husband. And so that went over well after he said that I had fallen prey to the culture at Fox News. You know me a long time, Sid. Do I seem like someone who's easily
not even close.
Like a cult member?
No, and for people that don't know who you may be talking about, her ex-husband, folks, is the governor of California, one Gavin Newsom, who a lot of people think may end up being if Biden doesn't run the Democrat candidate. I mean, it's got to feel like a lifetime ago.
You're running against my father-in-law.
Right, right, exactly. Look at you, right in the middle. Your ex-husband against your father-in-law. That's got to feel like a million years ago. But you mentioned your father-in-law.
They call me SW, secret weapon.
Secret weapon. He's in the East Palestine today, where Biden has not been, where Harris has not been, where Buttigieg has not been. That says a lot, Kimberly, about your future father-in-law and how he cares about this country.
It really does. God bless him. Don Jr. left here a little bit ago, and I'm pretty excited because he's going to accompany his father. They're a great duo and team together. And they're going to go over there. They're leaving probably, you know, wheels up in about 30 minutes, actually. So they're going to be on the ground all day there today, visiting a number of different sites and, you know, bringing a tremendous amount of relief, 10 tractor trailers and a lot of resources. But, you know, he's someone who never left America behind. He might not be in the White House, but, you know, real leaders step up when it matters most. And that's what he has done. And it is a sharp contrast to the juxtaposition to Joe Biden, who puts America last. And I'm not kidding. Look at the facts. Look at the evidence. Where was he on President's Day? He would rather go and chase around, you know, future deals in Ukraine than come and be here in Ohio and actually care about the Americans that are suffering. What has Pete Buttigieg done? Nope. Personal time, whatever. Kamala's chasing around like, you know, Fred Flintstone in electric vehicles. And, you know, I mean, it's a clown show. It's just craziness. And, you know, who do we have to rely on? Once again, the man that we can always rely on and trust that actually cares about the people in this country and puts America first. And it's President Trump. And I don't say that because he's my future father-in-law. I say it because I know the man for 18 years. I know him well. And I know the job that he did for this country when he was in the White House. He actually showed the office respect by getting things done, you know, record numbers for the economy, infrastructure, manufacturing, technology. And we were well respected, Sid, on the national and international stage. Do you think we'd be getting punks like this like China with the balloon situation, ridiculous, or North Korea or Russia. I mean, it's just, it's terrifying. People should actually be very concerned because your vote does matter.
Do you think, though, in the end, Kimberly, and I am still, of course, in your father-in-law's corner, if the election was today, mm-hmm. he's got my vote, not even a question about it. But do you think, even though Tim Scott's going to hop in, Mike Pompeo, we saw just last week,
Nikki Haley,
right? I call this the Donnie Ronnie show. This is your father-in-law against Ron DeSantis. That's it. I mean, the Donnie Ronnie show. Do you feel the same way it comes down to two men?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Ron DeSantis has done a great job in Florida. I like him here as our governor, and I'm sure his time will come. But the time for Trump to continue this Trump train and getting the job done is now. You know, with that experienced leadership, he's been in the White House. He did a phenomenal job. There's no guessing games about it. He has overwhelming support. I have traveled across this entire country with him for years, and the enthusiasm is just unprecedented. I think he's doing even better than he has before because people really see the difference. Sometimes you need to see it to say, oh, wow, we had it really good under Trump.
Right.
You know, we want to keep that winning up. And he doesn't need to do this. Are you kidding me? Every single day he's got some kind of investigation or lawsuit. He'll say, you know, my Kimberly, it's Tuesday. No one sued me yet. It's 11 a.m. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Pretty good.
Because,
pretty good.
You know, it's ridiculous. That's what they do. And then he wins them, you know, he wins them all. And then, you know, what are you going to say? It's like they're just trying to stop him because he's that good. And, you know, the establishment and the liberals and the Democrats, you know, they don't want to deal with Trump because Trump gets it done. He makes them all look bad. And they want to change this country. They're globalists and we're not.
One thing about you, though, and again, we've spent the last like 4 minutes talking about Donald Trump, and I love him, too. And obviously, he's our choice for president. But getting to know you over the years, Kimberly, you have so many interests. And I know so many people in different genres. I know actresses. I know models. And they all follow you on Instagram and they all love you. So I don't want the people to get be disillusioned that your show on the Rumble, I should say, is going to be Kimberly talking Donald Trump all the time because you've got a much larger life than that.
I really do. Thank you for pointing it out. Yeah, I've worked as a special education teacher, as a prosecutor. You know, I've worked in modeling, television, you know, movies, all of the above. I'm a big sports fan like you. So I'm going to be talking about all of it. I'm going to be mini Sid, okay? I'm going to get out there.
Great.
And I'm going to get after it. I'm going to tell you everything about, you know, what I think, whatever's going on, whether it's, you know, what I think about the Royals, who I actually, you know. I had Camilla Parker Bowles on my honeymoon at one point.
Is that terrible. Right?
But, yeah, uh-huh. Jeez. It's true. We were.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't make it up.
Really
the
can.
People that I've met, the paths that I have crossed, it's pretty unbelievable. So, yeah, but I'm looking forward to it because, you know, I really love connecting with the people. And, you know, as you know, I was one of the people that founded, you know, The Five and Outnumbered, great shows and great people that I work with that I'm still very close to this day. And I want my show to be a little bit of a mix of that. Like, nothing is off limits. We're just going to get after it. We're going to have fun. I'm going to have great guests. I have the most beautiful desk. It's this clear desk. And I'm going to apologize to no one for when you see my legs. I hope you enjoy it.
That's great.
This is America. And if I want to wear a skirt or a dress, I'm going to wear it.
As you should. You're beautiful. And now, listen, because next Thursday is your first show, the expectation is it'll be Trump, our first show. I don't know. But the first show, I have to imagine you come flying out of the box with somebody big or no. We're not sure yet.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's still it's a work in progress because I'm still going over and reviewing guests. But the good news is I'm going to have a lot of fun because I'm going to do it live from CPAC.
Oh,
so
you are?
I'm pretty excited. Yes, I am. I'm going to launch it from there.
Awesome.
I'll be there. You'll see me. Check me out over there on Media Row. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of great Americans, America First Patriots, interesting guests. And so we'll be pulling him on, and Don Jr. is going to join me at some point towards the end. I told him, I'll see if he's going to make the cut.
I've actually got a friend in Boca.
No promises.
No, yeah. I got a friend in Boca. She's also very lovely, by the way. And her name is Hadass Levy. I think you know who she is. She's actually going to be at CPAC next week also, Hadass. And that's a very, very exciting week coming up, and you're going to be there. And this is a very, very big thing for you, an exciting thing for you. I'm very, very happy for you. I will be watching it twice
a
week.
You've been on the road,
Yes,
for
yes.
4 years campaigning and trying, fighting for this country. And I really think I have even more to offer from all my years, obviously, television experience and now seeing the whole country and traveling and talking to the folks out there. So I'm going to be really excited. I'm also going to be on Locals, which is going to allow for some really special behind the scenes content. I might be doing some cooking stuff, everything that people who follow me will be able to check out. So it's going to be really free flowing and a lot of fun. And then I'm also relying a lot, you know, on viewer feedback and comments, because like you do, you want to hear what the folks are saying and what they're interested in, what they like, what you'd like you to, you know, talk about. And so it's going to be very interactive that way, with a lot of back and forth, you know, and play between the viewers and the listeners, which, you know, we didn't really have, you know, in traditional media stuff like they had at Fox. So I think it's going to be really great. People are going to like the personalized experience.
If you ever need the number one radio host in New York City to stop by the program, I'd be more than honored to do it. I'm really happy for you. You're
amazing.
Great at this. Thank you, Kimberly.
Oh, well, you're great at it, too. You're a great friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless all of your listeners, okay?
You, too. Love you. Thank you, Kimberly. Go get them.